good afternoon and welcome to Say It in Spanish with Music. Right? And my name is Ray Ramirez, and assisting me here is Laura.
Hola.
And Jennifer.
Jennifer, hi.
And Doña Audrey.
Hola.
Okay, so we gather here today on the last day of the last program of the year. So that's why we have the music in the background. And meaning this is the end of the year and we start a new year next time we meet. But we have a verb for you. And of course the verb is one that we would have occasion to use in this time of the year. And the verb is something like to give away, or to give as a gift. It says also to treat or something. What's that verb in Spanish? Can you tell me, Laura?
Regalar.
Regalar, okay. And we know it as gifts, which would be your regalos. So, yeah,
and this is the time of the year for it.
This is the time of the year, and so much that... I guess you give a gift one time and that's it. So you use the verb and... One time in the year, that's it. So we don't have to.
There are other times you can give presents, but this is a special kind.
This is not a regularly used verb throughout the year.
Really?
Unless you're in the habit of giving things away, which would be gifts, regalos. Okay. But this is the one time of the year that almost everyone is expecting a gift, a regalo.
Something, yes.
Yes, sí.
If they've been good.
Yeah, well, we don't ask, we just give things. Yeah, we're supposed to all be entitled to something good. Mm-hmm. So, okay, so, yes, that's why I brought you a regalo. Here's my regalo to you. Rumble, help yourself. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Están muy bien.
Muy buenas.
Muy buenos.
Buenas.
Buenas.
Oh, wow.
Ah, sí. The
rumbles
are...
Galletas.
Galletas,
bolas.
Okay.
Bolas.
Buenas.
Muy buenas. Sí. Uh-huh. Okay, they're very good. Yes. So then let's conjugate the verb so we know that it is a verb that's out there, regalar. So the first person in the present, I give, you say what?
Yo regalo.
And you give?
Tú regalas.
And then he or she gives.
El, ella, usted regala.
Okay. And then the plural forms would be we give.
Nosotros regalamos.
And they give.
Ellos regalan.
Okay. So that's your present tense form of the verb. And then the pretérito at past action, one time, I gave.
Yo regalé.
Okay, and what did you do?
Tú regalaste.
Okay, and what did he do?
Él regaló.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and know that the verb begins with the R, and what is the, you roll your regaló. Sí.
Es just difícil.
Yeah. Oh, you have to
para nosotros.
Yeah, no, but you never think about it because you don't see two R's, but the rule would be that mm-hmm. begins. But... Of course, rules are meant to be broken, so that we do that here all the time. And when we gave, what did we do?
Nosotros regalamos.
Okay. Yes, same as in the present. Mm-hmm. And what did they do?
Ellos regalaron.
Yes. Okay, I will give you as a present. Yeah. What would I do with that?
Yo regalaré.
Say it again, please.
Regalaré.
Regalaré.
I left out a syllable the first time, didn't I?
Sí. Yeah, we make sure that the listener captures all the sounds, too. And then the
Tú regalarás. Regalarás.
There you go. Mm-hmm. And what he and she would do?
Él regalará.
Okay. And then we would do what?
Nosotros regalaremos.
And they will.
Ellos, ellas, ustedes regalarán.
Okay. And then there's also a form that you can apply as a command, give me. You say what?
Regala.
Yeah, regala. And don't give me.
No regales.
Yeah, okay. Now, that's not to give, but give is a gift. A giveaway. Regalar. And then formal would be formed out of...
Regale. No regale.
And then the plural form would be...
Regalen, no regalen.
Okay. So those are some forms of the verb regalar. Okay. Now, just to use some sample expressions, I say, I always give toys to the children on Christmas Day. Who's going to be?
Siempre regalo juguetes a los niños en el día de Navidad.
Okay. Do you have something special that you give as a gift every year?
¿Tienes algo especial que regales cada año?
Okay. We treat you to a new verb every Monday.
Les regalamos un nuevo verbo cada lunes.
Okay, so there was just some forms of trying to use mm-hmm. the gift.
Mm-hmm.
See, and it is a gift that we're giving to you, where you can go in anytime later in the year and visit www.communityradio.coop and listen to the voice and the view the script of the verbs too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Receive the gift of language.
Sí, un regalo, a gift to you. Yes, and if you do have any questions about the verbs, and we will be doing this throughout the year, next year, you can send an email to radio.spanish@yahoo.com. And I will make sure that I will give response to your requests. We can bring something in the air or mm-hmm. review it in the air for you. So, okay. So, regalar. Let's see a few more expressions in the past. She treated us to a fine dinner. And we can express it in what form?
Ella nos regaló una buena cena.
Sí. Oh, maybe she will treat us to a fine dinner. Nos regalará. Hopeful. Sí. Okay, some future expression. For the new year, we will give you a verb and phrases to practice Spanish.
Para el nuevo año, les regalaremos un verbo y frases para practicar español.
Okay, so that's it. That's going to be our gift there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then other form, infinitivo. Christmas Day is a day to give away many gifts.
El día de la Navidad es un día para regalar muchos regalos.
Okay, see, so wraps it up. And our gift to the community is a verb and a phrase to learn Spanish.
Nuestro regalo a la comunidad es un verbo y frases para aprender español.
So,
I have a question, Ray.
Sí.
If I could ask this. Okay, we have in Spanish the verb dar, to give,
mm-hmm.
and we have regalar, which also means to give away as a gift.
Mm-hmm.
So if I were to say dámelo versus regálamelo.
Yeah.
Okay, so can you explain the difference in sort of meaning?
Well, that would apply to something that more value. That you wouldn't know.
Regalar would imply
something of value. Yeah, because you normally would ask something that, well, give me just any object that you wouldn't object, but regálamelo may be something that you give up. You're going to, give up a little bit of yourself.
Well, you're giving the gift. If I can say to you, give me the pen, please, dámelo. The pen.
Dame la pluma.
Pluma. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not asking you to give it to me forever. I'm kind of asking you to lend it to me. Let me use it for a while or something like that.
But if it's regálamelo, then you're not going to see it back.
That's right. Yeah.
So it's permanent giving.
But also, see, like, te regalo estas galletas. Yeah, mm-hmm. Give them to you, and I will never see them again.
Well, when it's food, it's different.
See, you know, usually you give things like that that have kind of more value or something.
Right. More like a gift or charity contributions, mm-hmm. that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. That's why it's difficult to make many expressions with the verb, because you don't just give anything away.
And we don't have that distinction in English. To give is to give, whether it's a car or a pen. same verb.
Yeah, I'm not the Spanish has a significant difference in the application of the each verb. So as a gift means value, more value in the gift, and rather than just passing on. Okay. So some of the forms that we have for this verb, which we are very familiar with at this time of the year, are like a gift or a present or a treat. That's what we call. What do we call that?
Un regalo.
Right. Okay. And of course, Christmas is the time that we do all that, or the nativity. And what do we call that in Espanol?
La Navidad.
Okay. So Christmas, La Navidad, or the Nativity, La Navidad. Okay. And Christmas tree is what we, symbol of the festivities, what?
Árbol de Navidad.
Okay. And to say Merry Christmas, we say?
Feliz Navidad.
Okay. And of course, there is also a Christmas Eve event.
Víspera de Navidad.
Víspera de Navidad.
Víspera.
Mm-hmm. And to wish someone a Merry Christmas is to what?
Desear una feliz Navidad.
Yeah. So those are just some expressions with, la Navidad or so. And along with this, there's a poem out there, and I guess they call this the Tex-Mex version of the night before Christmas. Okay, let's read some of that and maybe talk about the lines as we go. Who's going to do the first line? Let's start around here, the table here.
'Twas the night before Christmas, y por toda la casa, not a creature was stirring. Caramba, ¿qué pasa?
Okay. Hey, yeah, we can go through the whole thing and then come back and talk about it. Okay.
Los niños were tucked away in their camas, some in long underwear, some in pajamas.
While hanging the medias with mucho cuidado, in hopes that old Santa would feel obligado.
To bring all children, both buenos y malos, a nice batch of dulces y otros regalos.
Outside in the yard there rose such a grito that I jumped to my pies like a frightened cabrito.
I ran to the window and looked out afuera, and who in the world do you think that it era?
St. Nick in a sleigh and a big red sombrero came dashing along like a crazy bombero.
And pulling his sleigh instead of venadas were eight little burros approaching volados.
I watched as they came, and this quaint little hombre was shouting and whistling and calling by nombre.
Ay, Pancho, ay, Pepe, ay, Cuco, ay, Berto, ay, Chato, ay, Chopo, Macuco, y Nieto.
Then standing erect with his hands on his pecho, he flew to the top of our very own techo.
With his little round belly like a bowl of jalea, he struggled to squeeze down our old chimenea.
Then huffing and puffing at last in our sala, with soot smeared all over his red suit de gala.
He filled all the medias with lovely regalos, for none of the niños had been very malos.
Then chuckling aloud, seeming muy contento, he turned like a flash and was gone como viento.
And I heard him exclaim, and this is verdad, Merry Christmas to all, y Feliz Navidad.
That's fun.
It's a good mixture of English and Spanish.
Well, you'd say it's a nice mixture, but actually in Texas, that's the way we communicate. Very much like that. Yes.
Half and half?
Yes. Oh, yes.
It's Spanglish.
Spanglish. it's labeled as the Tex-Mex version of the night before Christmas. And, of course, there's some things here that are Spanish that you have to translate. So, "'Twas the night before Christmas, por toda la casa." What?
For all through the house.
Through the house. Not a creature was stirring. Caramba, ¿qué pasa? So we leave out the mouse. My God, what's happening?
Exactly.
Yeah. Caramba, is that like an interjection, like, oh, wow, or how would you translate caramba?
Oh, my goodness.
Caramba?
Oh, yeah, oh, my goodness. Oh, goodness. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my
gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh, what's happening? Yeah. Los niños were tucked away in their camas. What is that, camas?
Beds. The children were tucked away in their beds.
And some long underwear, some in pajamas. And the pajama is the same thing in Singles, right? So pajama. So there's not a different word for that. Well, hanging the medias with mucho cuidado in hopes that old Santa would feel obligado. So what are they doing? They're hanging their what?
Stockings
with mucho cuidado.
Much care. Carefully.
In hopes that old Santa would feel obligado.
Obligated
to fill the stockings.
Sí. To bring all children, both buenos y malos, and a special dulces y otros regalos.
It's very nice they're bringing all the children, both the good children and the ones who have been a little naughty.
That's why I say, we don't say, have you been
good or bad?
Good or bad. We just, it's a, I think, kind of everyone, both buenos y malos. A nice batch of dulces y otros regalos. So you get candy and gifts. And outside in the yard, I rose such a grito that I jumped to my pies like a frightened cabrito. So what happened here?
There was a shout in the yard.
I jumped to my pies.
Feet.
And like a frightened cabrito.
What's a cabrito?
Goat.
A baby goat.
Ah.
A baby goat. Yes. You know how the baby goats scamper around. And I ran to the window and looked out afuera. And who in the world do you think that it era? Yes. So you went and looked outside. And who do you think that it was? So, of course, Saint Nick in a sleigh and a big red sombrero came dashing along like a crazy bombero.
And then, okay, we know sombrero is hat. What's bombero?
Fireman.
A fireman.
That's where you get your fire engine here. So they inject that into the like a crazy fireman.
So a big red hat and he's a crazy fireman.
And pulling his sleigh instead of venados were 8 little burros approaching volados.
Venados, reindeer?
Instead of reindeer, there were 8 little burros approaching volados, which is flying. Volados.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. And I watched as they came, and this quaint little hombre was shouting and whistling and calling my nombre. Notice they make Santa Claus a smaller man in
little hombre.
He's not that big of a guy, you know. He's a short guy. He's big around, but not that tall. Quaint little hombre. So, yeah. And he, of course, the reindeer have different names here.
Appropriately.
Pancho, Pepe, Cuco, Berto, Chato, Chopo, Macuco, y Nieto. Get Rudolph went away.
Rudolfo.
Yeah, there's no Rodolfo in this, in this segment here. Then standing erect with his hands on his pecho, he flew to the top of our very own techo.
With his hands on his chest, and he flew to the top of our roof.
With his
techo.
Techo. With his round little belly like a bowl of jalea, he struggled to squeeze down our old chimenea. Round little belly like a bowl of jalea. What is jalea?
Is jalea like jelly?
Jelly.
Okay.
Jelly. And he's trying to squeeze down the chimney. Then huffing and puffing, at last in our sala, with suit smeared all over, his red suit de gala. So, in our sala, it's like her living room.
The living room?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And his red suit de gala is kind of his party suit.
Oh, that's what I was wondering.
His red party suit.
Gala.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He filled all the medias with lovely regalos, for none of the niños had been very malos.
So he filled all the stockings with lovely gifts.
Yes, because none of the children had been bad. And chuckling aloud, seeming muy contento, he turned like a flash and was gone como el viento.
Yeah. So he was very content?
Yeah.
And he took off like the wind.
And yes. He left the way he came?
Mm-hmm. He's gone like the wind.
Como el viento?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, como viento, like the wind.
Like the wind, okay.
Mm-hmm. And I heard him exclaim, "With, and this is verdad. Merry Christmas to all and Feliz Navidad." Yes. So, and that is the, label this night before Christmas. So every night between now and Christmas Day, the nights. Nights before Christmas.
Uh-huh.
They can be reciting this before that. So, but this brings us to end of this year, which many verbs that we did, and of course with their plans for another year, and of course we're all planning to come back and give our gift to the community. Right?
Of course.
Regalos. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's all about, regalar. And because this is a volunteer station, right, Doña Adri?
It's all volunteer, all listener-supported, and we are in the process of looking for regalos. Regalos de dinero.
Sí.
WCOEMA. But we're wishing all of you a Feliz Navidad. And here we have some... Chicas de Navidad.
Okay, las chicas de Navidad. Okay.
Singing some carols in Spanish.
Yeah, Christmas children.
Campanas en la Navidad. I heard the bells on Christmas Day. Campanas and bells.
Bells. Is that Christmas bells? And all these children do a beautiful chorus, mm-hmm. singing the Christmas.
Mm-hmm. And here's one I think you might hear from time to time that I don't know that I'm all that familiar with, but I believe it's familiar in a lot of the Spanish-speaking countries. Fum, fum, fum.
Oh, okay. I'm not familiar with that.
Well, I know Julia was.
Yes.
Come on.
And we'll go out with one of my favorites, if everybody's all right with that.
Yes.
What child is this? Ready to tune out for the rest of the year, and we will be having rebroadcasts on Monday, so you won't miss out on anything. You can still hear your Say It in Spanish and your Dímelo en Inglés, but we won't be back live until the first Monday in January.
Right.
So
until then, Feliz Navidad.
Merry Próspero Año Nuevo.
Yes.
Adios.
Adios.
Ven a gozar, ven a bailar conmigo. Baila pachanga, ven a gozar, ven a bailar conmigo. Baila pachanga. Sí.
Su radio comunitaria WSOM 103.5 FM necesita locutores latinos. Si usted está interesado en producir un programa de música en español, un programa con conversaciones sobre temas de interés para nuestra comunidad latina, vaya a nuestro sitio de internet communityradio.coop, communityradio.coop, en la sección Volunteer, después Program Producer, para llenar un formulario. Si necesita ayuda para llenar el formulario, puede llamar al 929-9601 y dejar un mensaje para Jaime.
You're tuned to 103.5 WCOMLP, Chapel Hill and Carrboro's 100-watt wonder. Listener-supported community radio.
Thank you.